Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests as we count down the days of this 2020 NFL Draft. And we have a fantastic guest today. He hails from the Memphis Tigers, their standout receiver, Kadarian Jones. And it's ironic that we've had two Memphis Tigers on. Earlier today, we had Patrick Taylor on, another key piece to that offense, and now we're having the vertical side of it and Kadarian Jones. But with that said, Kadarian, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me real good, bro. I thank you for having me. Real blessed to have this opportunity to talk to you today.
Oh, we appreciate you coming on. I mean, what's it like? I mean, you know, the whole world's kind of cooped up in their houses. We can't get out. How have you been able to kind of, you know, stay fit, be active, and get your workouts in as you try to practice social distancing as well?
So, it's been kind of difficult, you know, with everything being closed and, you know, not really having anywhere to get, I guess, a real good quality of work. But, I've just been going in the backyard and getting some runs in, using the cone work drill, where just kind of, you know, staying on top of my footwork and my stamina, just staying ready so I don't have to get ready. So, but this is all been kind of new to me. I mean, and, you know, of course, I don't think anyone's had nothing to deal with something this of a magnitude. So it's weird, but, you know, the work's got to get done, and that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, and it is kind of strange having all you guys come on the program each and every day and hear about the different ways you're trying to stay fit. I'm accustomed to hearing about these big time facilities, or you're on campus with the strength trainers, but you know, now it's guys are in their basement doing push ups, kind of like Rocky IV, where you're kind of doing the homegrown stuff. It's not the high end stuff anymore. For you now, I mean, athletically gifted. I mean, it's very apparent that you got a hell of a skill set. But I mean, for you, I mean, kind of growing up, I mean, were you the better athlete way back then?
So I kind of feel like that I've always kind of had the athletic advantage, you know, growing up. I never, you know, boasted it or, you know, tried to showcase it and put PD on anybody else, you know, if they, you know, didn't match up to what I was capable of doing. But, yeah, I could agree with that and say, you know, that I was kind of more of the athletic gifted around my crew.
Fair enough. Now, kind of start taking us through, how do you start and begin to emerge as this receiver that we're talking to today? I assume you probably played different positions in high school, but when do you kind of really start trending towards that wide-out role?
Back in high school, I did play receiver and a little bit of DB. But then I kind of just spent a little more with, you know, scoring the touchdowns and making big plays, you know, running up and down the field around guys. That's kind of the position I stayed in. I didn't really float anything else. I played special teams big time, which I love to do. But, receiver was really for me at a very early age.
Excellent. And you blossom, and then you go, you do your thing at Memphis, and now you're, you know, knocking at the door of the National Football League. College career go by pretty quick. Can you believe it's over?
Man, it's real bittersweet, and it's real surreal. They tell you, you know, once you get there, it'll go by. You won't even think twice about it. And, man, that's all I can kind of imagine. You know, like, I was just there, and now it's over, and I got a chance to do something, you know, a lifelong game. It's crazy how fast I love.
Yeah, now, that I think the last game, Penn State, the 28th, I mean, you got to throw a pass. You had a big game, 74 yards, I think a long of 56. Does that seem like yesterday?
Yeah, it does, man. I actually have a reminiscence of at least one place in that game every day, good or bad. It's just, like I said, it's bittersweet that it's over, man. I really miss it.
Now, I got to ask, now, Coach Silverfield, were you kind of in his ear? I mean, how do those trick play wildcat type things come up where they're letting you throw the passes? Because that's not your first time. I mean, did they see you doing your thing on the sidelines? Did you joking around? Did you have to let them know you could do it? How does that kind of come to fruition?
Me and Brady White, our quarterback, we used to stay after practice sometime and stand at about, probably about 55 to 60 yards and see who could hit the crossbar. And we kind of did that every so often after practice, and I'm pretty sure that's probably what sparked the attention of letting me go ahead and get the opportunity to throw pass in the game. For that game, I mean, you know, we had, you know, our head coach Mike Norvell had left, so the offense was left in, you know, Coach Kevin Jones, our offense coordinator, has. And he came in, asked for a little bit of our input, what we thought we should do against those guys. And it was a collective agreement on how the game went. And, you know, hey, it didn't turn out that we wanted it to, but it's cool. It was fun. I'm real appreciative of that opportunity.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout receiver from Memphis, Kadarian Jones, here on the C2P, finding out that he has a big cannon as well as great receiver abilities that he brings to the 2020 NFL draft, as it's only a few weeks away. So for you, I ask this of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, I throw you in the film room. You're allowed to watch tape with these NFL scouts. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to want to put you on that 53-man roster?
Running, I feel like it's superb. Blocking, I'm very unselfish. I'm a leader on the field. I feel like that, you know, guys can look at me and, you know, I can be that example that they can follow behind. I'm always a student of the game. Very low maintenance. You know, I'm a go-getter. In my mindset, I'll do whatever it takes, you know, for the success of the team. So I think I understand that on film and the shows on a day-in and day-out basis.
Excellent. And a great response. Sometimes, you know, I do ask that every time, but sometimes the guys, I mean, you really came after, and you brought a ton of qualities. I love it. So many intangibles. Well, some guys, you know, just guys say, you know, some guys just say, I love football. I'm like, well, we know you love football, but what are we looking at here? And, but, I mean, you know, and you got to be unselfish, and you got to be a blocker if you're playing at Memphis, though. You know, I mean, that's a power run game. They love to kind of disperse it. I mean, so you're definitely going to earn your keep by being a physical receiver. Definitely taking care of that blocking. I ask this to benefit you because we're so close to this draft and we want these teams to know all the benefits and qualities that you bring. What can't we see on tape? Maybe certain aspects of the route tree you couldn't run. Maybe you could have ran more vertical routes. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. What do these teams need to know that they don't see on tape, Kadarian, that's a big plus for you?
I'm just a well-rounded person overall, on and off the field. Like I said, I'm low maintenance. I'm not a word. I am a film junkie. Like I said, I'm a student of the game. There's never a time where I feel like I'm bigger than the game. I'm very coachable. You know, I'm always open to learning. So I feel like, you know, those qualities alone can help me get a long way in life, not just only in football, but, you know, just outside of football as well.
Excellent, man. Great response there, man. You're definitely whatever NFL interaction you've had with teams, they had to really love your interview process. I mean, you just come across as a great young man. Do you get comparisons? Is there anybody that you look at the next level, say, you know what, I'm not saying I'm as good as this guy, but this is somebody that, you know, I think I'm comparable to and still skill set in the way they go about things?
So, like I said, again, I'm just, you know, a student of the game, man. So I kind of take bits and pieces from the top receiver, not even just the top, just anybody I can learn from, like I said. So, I mean, you know, like Ken Allen, he's a great route runner. Odell, of course, is one. Julio, the big physical guy, you know. So, I mean, even Amari Cooper, the big physical and can run routes. So, like I said, I'm taking bits and pieces of everybody, you know, just trying to incorporate it in my game and learn how to, you know, use it to the best of my ability. And learn how to fight it to the field.
And, you know, the best part for you, I mean, you know, kind of emphasizing that route running, I mean, the biggest obstacle for a lot of rookies is route running. I mean, you can play fast, you can be fast, but if you're not running the right routes and getting to where you need to be, that's where the miscues and misfires from the quarterbacks happen. So that if you got that in your back pocket, that's going to really, really benefit you as we move forward. We're so close to this. I mean, do you wake up every day? Does it seem like an eternity away these next few weeks, or does it seem like you still have enough time to just kind of wake up and go about your business before you find out your next football journey?
So it's a day-to-day thing, man. I constantly think about it. I can't even, you know, sit up here and try to downplay it. it's a lifelong dream that, you know, has the opportunity to finally come true. So, I mean, it's just, it's still surreal. I get chills and my heart kind of jumps a little bit just thinking about it. And, you know, hopefully getting that call, man, it's a blessing to be able to do this.
Definitely. And you're with EMG Sports, fantastic agency. How did you know that these guys are going to be your best fit and, you know, help you in this, you know, important career path?
So EMG is a family-based agency that I felt like, you know, I felt very comfortable with. I love those guys over there, man. They all seem to be there for my best interest. We get along well. There's very great communication. Everything's always planned out. It's just a perfect picture.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Kadarian Jonesy, Memphis standout here on the C2P as we talk some 2020 NFL draft with this Tiger star. We're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Silverfield, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Let's see. Actually, there is, and I am trying to think, Cooper Williams. And yes, they would definitely do it in front of him.
I like it. Fair enough. How about this one? Take us inside this Tigers locker room. Did anybody have a crazy, bizarre nickname? Is it PG-13? And can you share it with us?
Yeah, let's see. Nah, I'm gonna keep that one. I don't
have
to know. Slow down.
Fair enough. We'll keep it clean. How about this one? The final one. You are so close. A few weeks away, we've been talking about it throughout the show. But who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to prepare as you celebrate this next journey in your football life?
Ooh, the best cook would definitely be my great-grandma. I would take anything. She could surprise me with whatever, and I eat it. But if I could pick, it would probably be chicken chicken, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, greens, cornbread, some rice, and probably a sweet potato pie.
Oh, man, that's a long list. You're going to keep her busy. It all sounds delicious. I'm a big cornbread guy. I mean, I could eat the whole sheet. You put cornbread in front of me, and I just won't stop. Kadarian, I'm serious, man. I love it. Hey, man, I loved watching you be able to do what you do. Again, big-time talent, and I can't wait to, you know, see you continued success. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for having me. You have an awesome time, and stay safe.
Thank you. Once again, that is the standout from Memphis, the Kadarian Jones, here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a C2P exclusive.